And thank God for our mothers. Today we're concluding a five-week message series entitled Reach. Reach up, reach in, that is, spiritual transformation. Reach up, God, what do you have for me in this three-year journey? And reach out, because the purpose of the church is reach out. That is the primary task of the church. There are other purposes of the church. The purpose of the church is to have Christian education, to train and equip Christians who have become followers of Jesus. But the primary purpose of the church is to reach out. Mother's Day provides the perfect setting for the concluding message titled, Reach Out. Because today we're going to learn how a grandmother and a mother reached out into their own family and saw amazing results. So let's take a look at today's topic, Reach Out, from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. The Bible says, "When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your mother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also." What I want to do today is to take this one verse of the Bible, break it down, and share with you exactly what God is saying to our hearts this day. As we examine this verse today, keep in mind this word, the word heritage. Properly defined, heritage means something handed down from one's ancestors as like a characteristic, a culture, or a tradition. Take a look at the heritage referenced in this verse today. Point number one, the heritage emerges. Let's take a look today at the emergence of this heritage that we're talking about. The Bible says, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. Here, the writer mentions Timothy's mother and grandmother. It's a most interesting verse because it's the only time in the Bible that the grandmother, Lois, is referenced. And it's the only time that the word Eunice is used in reference to Timothy's mother. There is another verse in the book of Acts that refers to Timothy's mother but does not mention her by name. So my question is today, why does the biblical writer mention these words in these names in this text? And the answer is very simple. These women were influencers. These mothers played a significant role in Timothy's life. You see, mothers can be significant heritage makers. In U.S. history, one of the greatest of all U.S. presidents was Abraham Lincoln. This is what he said in regard to his mother. "God bless my mother. All that I am, or all that I hope to be, I owe to my angel mother." Now, as we think of this text today, we think that the heritage of faith emerged through the lives of Timothy's mother and grandmother. Lois and her daughter Eunice had been good religious people through the years. But something happened. Someone reached out with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Someone reached out with the good news. Some purport that it was the Apostle Paul in his first missionary journey as he was in the area of Galatia that Lois, the grandmother, and Eunice, the mother, heard the gospel for the first time and responded to the good news. We do not have any specifics about their conversion experience. We can only speculate. But we do know that these two women were religious, but they gave up their religion for a relationship with Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, verse 30, clearly defines the lives of these two mothers, where the Bible says, "Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who reveres the Lord will be praised." You see, there is no greater heritage than the heritage of faith. What a child needs more than anything, as attested in this verse, is a mother who is a Christian. But let's go beyond that. A child does not just need a mother who is a Christian. A child needs a mother who is a committed follower of the Lord Jesus. So point number one tells us about the fact that heritage emerges. But let's go to point number two, because the Bible also tells us in this one verse, in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, that the heritage expands. The Bible says, "And I am persuaded in you also." This Christian heritage, that is, this heritage of faith, expands from grandmother and mother all the way to Timothy. They realized that their role was significant in the life of Timothy in teaching him the gospel of Jesus Christ. We saw in this video clip a few moments ago that a mother has many roles. But not only that, but a mother also has many different teaching roles. Teaching is a part of motherhood. For example, mothers teach their children about logic. A mother says, "If you fall out of that tree and break your neck, don't come crying to me." A mother teaches their children about maturity. "Eat these vegetables or you'll never grow up." A mother teaches her children about time travel. Time travel? "If you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week." A mother also teaches their children about the circle of life. I brought you into this world, and I certainly can take you out. Mothers do a lot of teaching in this life, but I want to tell you that the greatest thing that a mother can teach a child is the Word of God and the way to salvation. Grandmother Lois and Mother Eunice taught Timothy about God, Jesus, and faith. You know how I know? Is it speculation? Is it just because, well, I think this is the way that it appears? No, I've got proof, the Word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 is a very, very good verse. The Bible says, "And that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise to salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." You see, what had happened is that someone had reached out to Grandmother Lois and Mother Eunice. They gave up their religion and they became followers of Jesus. They gave up religion for a relationship with Jesus. But you know what they were doing with that relationship with Jesus? They were reaching out. They were reaching out with people with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As we think of REACH, the theme of REACH, our capital campaign for the next 3 years, the key focus is reach out. We want to reach out and share the gospel, the good news, with lost people. Now in this text, we find that Grandmother Lois and Mother Eunice were reaching out into their own family. And let me tell you something, there's nothing more meaningful than reaching out to your own family with the good news of Jesus. But I want you to know something else. There's nothing harder than reaching out to adult people in your families the gospel of the Lord Jesus. But if you don't tell them, how will they ever hear? Paul said, how will they hear without a witness, a preacher? So Grandmother Lois and Mother Eunice were sharing the good news with Timothy. The Bible says here in 2 Timothy 3:15 that at a very early age, Timothy heard from the truth of God's word from both his grandmother and his mother. Both of these women loved this little boy, and they invested time to read and also to share God's word with him. This verse reminds us that the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, is the only source of spiritual truth that can change a person's life and alter a person's eternal destiny. Now, notice that they began very early in Timothy's life. He heard God's word, but he not only heard it, he saw it. He saw the word in his grandmother's life and his mother's life. And then there came a time, a specific time, early in Timothy's life where he gave his life to Jesus. He believed. To use a biblical analogy, Lois and Eunice, grandma and mom, sowed the seed of the word of God, and the Lord himself gave the increase. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3, I have planted, Apollos has watered, but God has given the increase. You see, ladies and gentlemen, when we're reaching out to the community, when we're reaching out to the family, our responsibility is not to save someone. We can't do it. Our responsibility is to share the good news and let the Holy Spirit do the rest. And that's exactly what happened in the life of Timothy. As a little boy, his mother and grandmother taught him the Word of God. They invested their time and their lives in his. And there came a time when God's Spirit spoke to his heart, and Timothy gave his life to the Lord Jesus. Do you know why? Because I'll tell you why. Romans 10:17. Do you know what it says? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? The Word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 reminds us that God's plan for reaching people with the gospel includes human instrumentality. The Bible must be presented by a person or by persons. Now, you need to listen to this significant truth. A mother, a father, a family member cannot pass that responsibility off to the church. In other words, we cannot expect the church to take the primary role in our child or our children's spiritual formation. Rather, it's the church's responsibility of supplementing or reinforcing what you are already teaching your child, your children in the home. You and I cannot abdicate our responsibility of teaching our children the Word of God to the church. It must be our responsibility primarily, and then the church comes alongside of us as parents and helps reinforce, supplement what we're teaching our children at home. Now, this text also teaches another significant truth that you need to hear today. You don't begin teaching your children the Bible when they're 17 years old. You've got to start when they're young. And by the way, you'll only get one chance. You can't go back and redo it. You've got to get it right now. Studies show that the older a person gets, the less likely it is that that person will repent and believe. That's the reason it's absolutely critical for you to begin teaching God's Word to your children at a very, very early age. A matter of fact, when they're born is a good time to start. Get a book out, get the baby in your lap, and read to them. You say, Mike, that baby can't read. If he can, you've got an extraordinary baby there. But no, your baby can't read, but your baby can hear. And very early beginning to hear the Word of God. Listen to Acts chapter 16, verse 1. You see, grandmother Lois and mother Eunice had shared the good news. They had reached out to Timothy, and he became a follower of Jesus very early in his life. So look at verse 6, chapter 16, verse 1 on the screen or in your Bible. Then he came to Derbe and Lystra. Paul did, and behold, a certain disciple was there. What was his name? His name was Timothy. He was the son of a certain Jewish woman. See, there's the reference to her, but doesn't share her name. Her name is Eunice, who believed, but his father was Greek. Now, when Paul conducted his second missionary journey, the woman had led their grandson to the Lord, and now, according to this text, Acts 16, go to verse 2, the Bible says that Timothy was well spoken of by the brethren who were in Lystra and Iconium. They were talking about Timothy. He now had grown up as a young man, and he was mature, and now he was really making a difference. Why? Because a grandmother and a mother loved him enough to teach him the Word of God when he was young so that he could hear the voice of God, he could respond to the Spirit of God, and his life could be changed forever. Now, notice what that verse says. Timothy is a certain disciple. He is not just a disciple, he is a certain disciple. You see, God used Lois, Grandma Lois, and Mom Eunice in an amazing way to pass on the heritage of faith. As a parent, just like Lois and Eunice, you as well can play a pivotal role in the salvation and spiritual formation of your child. So, point number one, the heritage emerges. Point number two, the heritage expands. But point number three, this is important, the heritage endures. Look at what Paul writes. He says, when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, that is in Timothy. Timothy had a heritage of genuine faith that resulted from his mother, Eunice, and grandma, Lois's spiritual care and love for him. Lois and Eunice had led him to faith in Christ, and Timothy's, I love this, his faith is real. Look at that verse. The word is genuine. Let's take a look at that word genuine just for a moment, okay? Let's see how it's spelled in the original language. A-N-U-P-O-K-R-I-T-O-S. It's the merging of two Koine Greek words. The first word is A-N, on, which means not. The second word is hupokritos, from which we get our word hypocrite. Hupokritos. So Timothy's faith was not hypocritical. Timothy's faith was real. You know what that's telling us? It's telling us that Timothy's faith was not mommy's faith. It's telling us that the Timothy's faith was not grandmommy's faith. The faith that Timothy had was not Lois's faith. The faith that Timothy had was not Eunice's faith. The faith that Timothy had was Timothy's faith. It was his, and it was real. Now, here's an important reminder. As you reach out to your child in your home, be sure that you share your faith. Be sure you don't push your faith. Be very careful in this respect. Parents can be so eager and so zealous to see a child come to faith in Christ that they will literally push them to make a decision. That is not a genuine faith. A genuine faith is the faith of a person, whether it's a man or a woman, a boy or a girl, who realizes that they are a sinner, that they're separated from God by their sin, that the Bible says the wages of sin is death in hell forever, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, and it is that man or that woman, that boy or that girl, who himself or herself comes to the conclusion, I'm lost, I need to be saved, I receive Jesus as my Savior. You see, for Lois and Eunice, it took time. It took effort. It took commitment. And it took patience. The same truth applies for all parents. You know, George Barna, a man who conducts surveys all across America, conducted a public opinion poll one time of parents who successfully, Christian parents, who successfully raised their children. And their children are now grown and living exemplary lifestyles. Through his polling, this is what he discovered. Listen to his words. These were parents who took the development of their child's worldview seriously and invested enormous amounts of time and energy laying a spiritual foundation that has proven to serve the children well throughout their lives. Now, the view of such parents is that their children are a gift from Almighty God, and therefore they have been entrusted with the serious responsibility of bringing their children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. You see, Grandma Lois and Mom Eunice reached out. They reached out to their child, Timothy. They reached out and passed on their faith. What a heritage. A heritage that emerged, a heritage that expanded, and a heritage that endured. As your child grows into adulthood, what will be his greatest accomplishment in his or her life? It will be reaching out to his or her children, sharing God's word, and seeing that child respond. I'll have to admit that there have been a lot of neat and exciting things that have happened in my life. When I think of exciting things that have happened, I think of the year 1996. I think of the year 1998. I think of the year 1978, when the best basketball team in America won the NCAA championship. That's right. My team won in those years. Those were memorable events. There have been other memorable events through the years that I can think of. Wonderful things that God has done in the life of people that I've had the privilege of serving. I've seen God do some exciting things in churches. I've seen God do some wonderful things in my life and my wife's life and other people's lives. But I want to tell you something. One of the most wonderful things that I have ever experienced in my life was when my children came to the Lord Jesus. They prayed and invited Christ into their lives. Not only was I their daddy, I was their pastor. And I had the privilege of baptizing all three of my daughters. I want you to understand that as Christians, we're called to reach out. The greatest way we can reach out is to reach out in our own home, to teach our kids the Word of God. No one else is going to do it. And I guarantee you, if we fail to do it in the home and trust the church to do it, it's not going to work. It's got to start with us as parents. On this day, I just cannot begin to tell you how grateful I am for my wife. Not only has she been the best wife and a life's partner and a best friend, but she has been the greatest mom to our three girls. She could have quit. I mean, she could have quit motherhood and she could have gone to the workplace and become a very successful in her career. She is a detail person. She is a leader. But she gave all that up to stay at home, to raise our girls, to teach them the Word of God. And today, when I see where our girls are spiritually, I certainly don't point here. I point to my wife and to the Lord, because God has used her in such an amazing way. You see, ladies and gentlemen, it's the responsibility of the church to reach out. It's the responsibility of the church to teach Christian values and the Word of God to our children. But the most important responsibility for us is not to shove that responsibility to the church, but to accept that responsibility and to teach our children the Word of God. When we reach out to our children and teach them the Word of God, perhaps like Timothy, they'll come to faith. And I don't know about you, but I think that Grandma Lois and Mommy Eunice were so proud of their little boy who grew up to be a young man, who grew up to be a mighty man of God that the Lord used in a wonderful way. I cannot think of a greater heritage of faith.